What's going on, everybody? It's Joseph again from Team Tatro, and today I have another clip from a call-in show for you guys. As we all know, Beattober is happening right now, so this podcast is another podcast giving some tips about Beattober and creating constraints for yourself so that you're able to make music and a beat video every single day. But before we get into it, obviously I want to talk more about Beattober. Tons of giveaways still coming up, so stay tuned for Tatro's live streams to, you know, have a chance to win a lot of cool plugins as well as some hardware. If you want to contribute to the Music and Youth Initiative, the merch sales, donations during the live streams, you can go to tatro.com/beattober to donate directly through Tatro, as well as the membership revenue and all the revenue from the Beattober sample pack is all going to go to the Music and Youth Initiative. So you have a lot of ways to contribute, but let's just get into the conversation.
I want to keep the conversation going on Beattober and get your thoughts on, I guess, creating some constraints when we're doing this, whether it's like the music or the video production aspect, just so we can like stay consistent.
Yep.
My specific question was for like more like the video stuff, and like I know you touched on this a little bit of just like doing the one shot, but I guess what are some gotchas you think we might not be aware of until we start doing it?
Yeah, like maybe some things that are going to be like a little bit harder than you thought, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, don't try to like overdo or overproduce anything. Like don't go too far, like beyond. Sometimes it's easy to look at like a movie or a piece of content and be like, oh, I can shoot that. I can shoot like that. And then you go to do it and it's like, wait, this is way too hard. So it's like the main tips I have is like shoot vertically, like use your camera or your phone. Shoot vertically, like that means up and down, not side to side, and set it, like get a good shot. Like it's either going to be a good shot of like your hands, like what your hands are doing on your instrument, or it's like a shot that's you and the instrument, or it's that typical top down shot. Like maybe I don't know if a lot of people use the save option on Instagram, but when I see like videos or images that I really like, I save them onto like into a folder on Instagram, which you can do just by hitting the save button. And like look at what works for other people, whether that's the typical top down shot, whether it's a specific angle, and just collect that. And then what that does for you is when you go to shoot your video, you go look at that folder and be like, okay, I'm going to do that angle that person did. And you just literally like that's like setting another limitation for yourself. You're like, I'm going to do this. Like if you sit down and you have your beat made, but it's time to shoot the video and you have like no plan at all as mm-hmm. to like what it's going to look like or how it's going to be, then you're going to just feel frustrated and it's not going to come out how you like it. And me especially, like I'm impatient. Like if I don't have a plan going into it and I just try to wing it, I get annoyed because I'm like, all right, this isn't turning out how I want. I didn't plan for this properly. I don't know what I'm doing. So that's what I say. Collect inspiration ahead of time and then kind of automate that video making process when you get there. Shoot.
Okay.
Shoot and then make the sound play out loud so you can hear you can hear the audio in the video. But then later, the reason that we have the sound turned on for the video and we can hear it in the video is because you should get the video off your phone or off your camera, put it into a simple video editor, export the audio from your DAW, and then sync that up and mute the video. So having that audio playing out loud and not necessarily through headphones, you'll see that in most of my videos, I'm rarely wearing headphones. And that's because during shooting, I'm playing the music out loud and that camera capturing that audio is what I use as a guide and how I sync up the finished audio that I've exported from my DAW with the video. So that's why that is the case. It's much harder if you wear headphones, shoot your video, and now you have to sync up audio later. You can't, you have no guide. Maybe if you're finger drumming, you might be able to line it up. But it's just like a little bit easier that way. And oftentimes I'll do like a count in, like when I go to shoot like a different part of a, beat. Like, all right, I'm going to do the drums now. I click record. It gives me a 4-bar metronome count in, and then I'm in. That makes it 10 times easier to sync up with the video later on too. So it's just little things that you can do to make things just a little bit better and make things, like I said, easier, sustainable. You don't want to do anything wild and crazy. That's going to make it like impossible for you to do every day. Like especially like setup wise, like if you have to like set up this whole camera rig every day to make this video, that's not sustainable because like who has time for that? That's like adding time that you don't have. So you should have like maybe a spot that you're going to shoot in every single day, or like a couple easy spots, or just one tripod that's easy to move around. Make sure it's a spot with good lighting. I think that's all my major tips. But yeah, collecting inspiration and seeing what other people are doing and trying to emulate that is probably the best way to go.
Okay, cool. And I had one last question around, sure, like when you were doing it last year the first time, did you go into it or halfway through kind of like have a plan of what kind of music you would make that day? Like I'm deciding like just a high level overview of like, say certain days I'm going to use the sample pack just so like I don't think too hard and I go in there and I just make the music.
Yeah, well, that's actually a good, what you just said is like a really good technique and like kind of limitation of putting yourself, okay, today I'm just using this sample pack and I'm just sticking within that. Not to say like if you get down to it and you're like, dang, this would sound good with like this 808 plugin I have, yeah, go and do that. But that is the right idea. It's like, I don't think that I planned too far in advance what I'm going to make every single day. However, if I wake up that day, I do make a decision about, I heard this song yesterday. I want to make a beat that's kind of like that today. Or I got this plugin today. Let me make a beat that's like all with this, mostly all with this plugin or using presets from this plugin. Those little things that you do every single day make it so much easier. Because if you leave it like open-ended, like, oh, who knows what I'm going to make today? I'll just sit down and figure it out. No, instead you should be like, this is the kind of music that I want to make, whether it's today or in general as an artist. So I'm going to work on this kind of beat today. Okay, what makes that music this kind of music? Then you break that down, you emulate the style, you make it your own. And then that has pushed you in a direction rather than just being like, I'm just going to do anything. And the last part of that I'll say is if people want to get ahead and start making some beats ahead of time, like for me, the other important thing I should say too is one thing I stopped doing over the past year or so, I used to go to make a beat video and while I was shooting, I was like composing the beat. Like I had not made the beat before I started shooting the video and I would shoot the process of making the beat, which became super frustrating because A, your camera runs out of batteries. B, you run out of memory. C, you get frustrated with the camera on you and you can't come up with an idea, all that stuff. So my process now is I make the music separately off camera and then I arrange that music project file into something that I'm now going to perform and make into a video. And then I go and shoot a video. So now instead of like being under the gun on the camera, all I have to do is replay these ideas I already came up with. So I just want to put that out there for people too. Like, don't feel like you have to be coming up with the idea while on camera. Make the beat, do it in peace. Like, you know, like don't put too much pressure on yourself. Then make the video, separate, compartmentalize the process.
Okay. Yeah, that's helpful. That's how I was thinking of doing it. I felt like it'd probably be too much for myself to do it all in one go.
Yeah, you gotta like break it apart like that for sure. And like just make it easy for yourself. Like like I said before, like if you find that you're doing something, you're like, dang, I cannot do this every day, then you got to switch it up. Often when I find I'm doing something that's not sustainable for me, I realize it's because I'm following a rule that I just made up for myself for no reason. So like figure out like what those rules are you're setting for yourself that are making your life harder and just break them.
Okay. Yeah. I'll definitely try that out.
Yeah. Just keep an open mind. And I mean, the thing is too, like you're doing this 31 days. You shouldn't like your process on day 31 should have greatly evolved by the time from day one, you know?
Yeah.
Like expect it to change over time. Expect to find ways to make it better, ways to make it easier, ways to mix things up, that kind of thing. Like go in with that expectation. Don't lock yourself into a certain process just because it's how you started doing it.
Very true. Well, thanks again for squeezing me in.
Totally. I'm excited to hear what you got cooking up and looking forward to Beatopia.
Yes, same.
Awesome. Well, talk soon, Rasheen.
Yes, take care.
Beattober is happening. I'm excited to hear that a lot of people are interested in participating. I can't wait to hear you all, or hear what you all come up with. I will be reviewing people's music using the hashtag Beattober from Instagram every Saturday in October. I'll be streaming every Thursday in October, giving away different things, trying out different plugins, etc. You're going to want to make sure you are following me on Instagram and that you are tuning into the live streams, because I'm giving away so much stuff. A lot of great sponsors for Beattober. I highly, highly, highly recommend you turn on notifications. That's what I'll say. Lots of good stuff to give away.
Well, that's it for today. I kind of let Tatro handle the outro himself there. But just remember all the ways that you can contribute to the Music and Youth Initiative for Beattober. Right now, it is October 12th as I am recording this, and we are about halfway to our $5,000 goal for the Music and Youth Initiative. And if we reach that, Tatro will be doing a 24-hour stream. And if that happens, I'm sure you'll be seeing a lot of me there as well. But keep tuning into the live streams. If you have the means to donate money, please do. We're raising money for a good cause. But that's going to be it for today. I will see you guys in the live streams.